Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
A message into the WhatsApp line from Lindiwe. There's been an accident on the R510 near the Northern Platinum Mine. The railway crossing has been closed and cars can't cross. We will update you. Traffic is being rerouted from Northam to Tabazimbi.
The African Transformation Movement has defended the Section 89 panel report on Palapala. The party appeared in court alongside the EFF, challenging the National Assembly's decision to reject the impeachment of President Cyril Ramaphosa over the Palapala scandal. Meanwhile, the trial of three individuals accused of stealing over $580,000 from President Ramaphosa's farm in 2020 is set to begin on May the 19th of next year. And moving abroad in Israel, Premier Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to address the country a bit later tonight after a cabinet meeting where a truce deal with Lebanon will be discussed. And the festive season is creeping in everywhere, not excluding the business front.
It is bound to be a volume light week in light of Thanksgiving holiday in the US on Thursday. U.S. markets are mixed in early trade, with the Nasdaq leading the way up 0.6%, while the Dow lost 0.5%. This while European benchmarks are all down. The FTSE in London and the CAC 40 in Paris lost 0.4%. President-elect Trump has vowed an additional 10% in tariffs on China and 25% on all goods coming from Mexico and Canada.
That was Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities. A dollar trading at 18 Rand 21, a euro 19 Rand 6, and a pound 22 Rand 83. Bitcoin is sitting at $93,038. Gold trading at $2,628.01 per fine ounce, and gold there at $73.66. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Sport word geborg deur Superbets. Ken jy jou sport beter as enigiemand anders? Bewys dit by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with some football news. Having hinted at a winter revival with a morale-boosting Premier League success, Arsenal resume Champions League duties away to Portuguese titan Sporting Lisbon later tonight. The Gunners put three past Nottingham Forest without reply over the weekend, while their host kicked off a post-Ruben Amorim era with a comprehensive 6-0 beating of Terca de Portugal in Amarante. Here is Mikel Arteta.
The way we played against Inter and against a team that has been so dominant in the league and having the Champions League final that they should have won and play and dominate the game, what we should have done. But the reality is that after you have to make it happen, and we didn't, you know, and making that steps is what we have to do next. Be ruthless, be much more efficient.
Other matches happening in the Champions League tonight see Slovan Bratislava taking on AC Milan at 7:45. The Sparta Prague face Atletico Madrid at the same time. Then later on in the evening, Barca take on Brest, with Leverkusen taking on RB Salzburg. Bayern Munich take on PSG, with Inter Milan facing RB Leipzig. And then Man City take on Feyenoord. In the African Champions League, Mamelodi Sundowns coach Mangwaba Mngiti insists that they're heading in the right direction as he turns his attention to Maniema tonight. That match is currently on. It's still goalless. But other matches in the Champions League, well, they see Al Ahly already 3-1 up against Stade Abidjan, and Pyramids FC are already 1-0 up against Sagrada Esperanca as well in the African Champions League. English outfit Northampton Saints, well, they've confirmed that South African loose forward Joano Augustus, well, he's going to be joining the United Rugby Championship side Ulster at the end of the current season. And here's how the Proteas are going to be lining up against Sri Lanka in the first test that's happening in Durban tomorrow.
Aiden and Tony obviously at the top, Stubbo, South at 4, Bellingham at 5, Ferreira at 6.